Good morning, 6:19 a.m. on September the 30th, 2013. Oh, yeah. It's dark. Yes, yes, it's dark. I took a picture and it's dark. I proved it. It's on the photo. And it's particularly dark because it's almost totally cloudy. 16 and a half on the front half. Good enough. So today is Monday. Monday is the strained and broken day. Everything is up in the air today. There's take the kid to school, therapy at 8, pick the kid up again at 1:45 because it's an early release day because it's Monday. I have to remember to get my room for Mile High booked today. And I'm going to try to do some recording today. With any luck, I'll be able to record at least the makeup lines for Abby, because that's holding her up, and maybe get a few of the lines ready for some of the other projects that I'm due on. So it's chilly this morning. It's not as chilly as it has been. It's like 50 degrees, not 40. It's still cold enough to put the parka on this morning. And I was glad I did. There's something about the cold that makes it feel the cold, the dark that makes it feel colder. Trying to hurry the second half so I can get home and still get a little coffee, a little more coffee before I take the kid. I'm not sure what I'm thinking about today. I'm trying to get back into production mode. I'm trying to get back my head back into the production space. And so far it's resisting at every turn, which is unfortunate. I really need to be in the production space. Because there's plenty of work to do. There's plenty of stuff I need to get done. Just finishing up half share, getting full share laid out, finishing up the first half edits of owner share so there'll be less delay when the books, the second pack comes back. I'm having an awful time getting motivated. Not exactly sure why. One of those curiosities. I've been sleeping. Holy cow, have I been sleeping? I've been exhausted. I've been so tired. Because I got so behind last week, that one day where I stayed up and answered that one really, really horrible beta read, and then got almost no sleep that night, and then ran through the entire next day. I should have taken a nap. It's going to be one of those mornings. The sun is beginning to peek up beyond the horizon, so it's just touching the bottom sides of the clouds. I wonder if this is going to be a bonus photo morning. Stranger things have happened. I still got the secret project that I haven't done anything with in weeks. I need to get back to that because I have a collaborator who's depending on me. And I've kind of let him down. Sirens. It's a still morning, so sirens could be anywhere. The highway is a half a mile away, and I can hear it clearly. It's a fire truck right there. Oh my. Sunrise is gorgeous. They just turned east. The sun is rising at the end of the street. I'm waiting to see if it's going to brighten the sky anymore. It's lovely. It's amazing. These great licks of dark clouds to the south, northeast, northwest rather. The sky lightening behind them. Bunkpole. Wow. It's the last crescent moon, counting down toward new moon. Just a crescent up there, maybe a week. Yeah, judging from the ankle, probably about a week, maybe 8 days. It's coming up, it's gonna be new moon. Oh boy, what's the sun gonna do here? I'm watching the sunrise. Just admiring the way the light is creeping up ever so slowly. Try to take a picture, see if I can do it without shutting things off. 11:38 on the walk, let's see. Looks like I'm still recording. That's a good sign. Didn't come out very good. There's a street light in the way. It's kind of a sharp picture, but it's not worth a bonus shot. The auto balance in the camera didn't do me any favors. Oh well, at least I know I can take a photograph while I'm recording and not have it be messed up, the recording that is. Good morning. I wonder if it's going to rain again today. I need to mow the front yard again. I need to mow the backyard again, for that matter. But Saturday, the lawn people came and spread chemicals on it, so I wasn't supposed to go out and walk in it for at least 24 hours, which is Sunday. I should have done it yesterday, but I didn't. I just kind of lazed around. Lazy bones. Sitting in the sun. How are you gonna get your day's work done? Blazing in the noonday sun. Wow, that's pretty. Not my singing, but the morning. Oh, that was a pretty good morning if I can sing. If I feel like I want to sing, I don't know that I can sing that well, but every once in a while, I get the urge. I can't hold this that way because it pulls on the cable. Yeah, sun is not up. Wow. This is just the leading edge of dawn here. It's, what time is it? 6:34 a.m. The sun is not up. Up, sun, up. It's going to be a beautiful day. Or it's going to rain, or something in between. But right now it's lovely out. It's pre-dawn. There's a few birds out floating about, not too many. I can understand why they get run into trees in this weather, and this light lateral. I'm looking off to see if I can spot the sun coming up, but so far it's still below the horizon. I'm coming up on the end of the walk. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to miss the sunrise this morning. At least the moment of sunrise. But the days are shorter than the nights now. They've been that way for a couple of days. The 25th was the last day that we had 12 hours and a few seconds of daylight. Seconds. 17 minutes on the back half. I did poke it right along here. Good, good, good. Moving along sharply. That's what I need to be doing right now because I've got things to do, places to go, people to see. Smelly clothes to change out of before I go sit in close quarters with my therapist. At any rate, oh yeah, boy, I really do need to mow this lawn. I am coming up on the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. If any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.